Future to look canvas.
Yeah, what happened if we live like a futuristic world where negative evil thoughts got you killed and got you imprisoned immediately? Kind of like Minority Report.
If you don't have the best self-awareness and you continue to make bad choices, eventually those bad choices define who you are.
With DCST.
Like, just try to find ways to spice up your life. Because doing the same thing over and over again, man, you will get to the point where you look in the mirror and like, man, what am I doing?
It's good to encourage yourself to be all that you can be. At the same time, you don't want to sell yourself a pipe dream.
Fuck! You like how I pull a fucking rock, son. I don't want to be a running back, Dad. No, you better get back here or I read this fucking defense. Let's go! Shit. Fuck this shit.
Where that safety at?
Hell yeah. Safety, huh? Safety.
And now, DCST.
I'm not a woman. I'm not a man. I am something that you never understand. I'll never be. Forgive you by and by, cause you, I would die for you, yeah, darling, if you want me to, you, I would die for you, yeah. What up, niggas?
What up, ST? How y'all doing, son?
What's going on, EC? How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. That's a great tribute you gave to the late, great Prince.
Yeah.
He was 60 years old yesterday, man. It's just crazy, man, how they kill
they
our
took
artists.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah, man. They took him out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? somebody probably was humming Purple Rain as it was switching out his pills. which killed him. Like, Purple Rain. And he probably like had on like a black suit on with some white gloves. So it won't leave any fingerprints.
And a purple feather in his cap.
Hell yeah, man. Like this world is so fucking dirty, my nigga.
Yeah.
This world is dirty.
First they steal your style, then they steal your soul.
They steal your soul, man. Hell yeah. Just like Kanye said about MJ, our nigga dead.
Yeah.
Damn. Speaking of which, man, that Ye album is hot ass garbage, my nigga. Dog.
It's pretty bad.
Man.
I mean, there are some tracks that I like.
Like yikes. Okay. Everybody likes Yikes.
Yeah, Yikes and All Mine. That's pretty much it. Like there are small segments of other tracks that I enjoy. Like let's see, there's small segments of Wouldn't Leave, small segments of No Mistakes. And let me see. I think. Let's see, Ghost Town is straight. Like, there's some small segments of Ghost Town that I like. Mm-hmm. But other than that, man, as a collective, this album is hot trash.
It's by far. I'm going to text you after I listen to it, because I listened to it at midnight when it came out. And I text ST, and I was like, man, this is by far his worst album. There's no contest. This is his worst album in my mind.
Yeah.
Point blank, period.
Yeah, you can kind of tell. Like, he kind of did this with Yeezus as well.
Yeah.
He stirred up a big controversy, and then he talked about it in his album.
Yep.
So, and that's exactly what he did with this album, I feel like. I feel like he stirred up a bunch of controversy, mm-hmm. and then just waited until he got to Wyoming to start making the album. And you can definitely tell the difference between Pusha T's album and Kanye's album. Pusha T, you can tell he put actual work into it. Like, it probably took him a year or two to, you know, put this album together, you know, especially with it only being 7 songs. So I'm sure he had to do some good deliberation on whether or not which songs he wanted to use. But this Kanye joint, man, I'm in fear for good music, for the future of good music.
Nigga, I was about to say, man, so what you... I don't even think this Cudi and Kanye album gonna be hit on nothing either, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is the last shot. I feel like this album, like all 7 songs, gotta be banging.
Gotta be banging to make up for this travesty. He might, hopefully, he probably saved these beats for the one with Cuddy.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking he saved all his good songs for the collab album.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping. Because if it turns out how Ye did,
Yeah, man, this might be the beginning of the end for him.
Yeah.
As far as the label goes, Kanye will always be all, Kanye for the rest of his life, for as long as that nigga lives, he gonna be fine just because he can make beats.
Yeah, I think so.
So he'll be fine.
Yeah.
But his artists gonna be sweating like, come on now, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You're making it bad for all of us.
Yeah, yeah. Like, man, sometimes any kind of controversy is not good controversy. Or just, you know what I'm saying, just trying to, you know, stir up buzz to get your name, get your people talking about you, man. Sometimes it's not even worth it, man.
Yeah.
But I got an argument with this female, man, out and about today, where she was just like, man, that album is awesome. I'm just like, man, that shit garbage. And I was like, I bet you think Drake won, but I bet you thought Drake won with that Pusha T beef. She's talking about, nah, Drake lost that. Then some girl came out of nowhere talking about, Drake won. And I was like, get your stand ass out of here with that bullshit. She looked at me like I was crazy. So I was like, man, you get out here with this stand, these Drake stands, man. That's what I'm kind of just mad about. With just some artist fandom.
Yeah.
It's just like that
there's no objectivity.
Exactly. That artist could do no fucking wrong, dog. Yeah. Like, he did not lose. He didn't bring his son into it. I'm talking about what he brought up his fiance, so it's all fair game.
That's rap.
That's rap, man. That's rap battle, man. And just, I don't know, man. Just good music could be on the downslide. Because I know, who's left to come out?
After Kanye and Kid Cudi, Teyana Taylor, I heard a snippet of one of her songs. And she sounds great, nigga. So,
okay, good.
Hopefully, the rest of the album is pretty good as well. So we'll see about that. Speaking of music real quick, man. Also, Royce da 5'9", his album came out last week. The Book of Ryan. Y'all need to go check that out because Royce gives you a great look inside of his life as, you know, how it was for him growing up with his dad being a drug addict, you know, dealing with domestic violence with his parents and, you know, him, you know, being born as an addict. And of course, his perspective as, you know, how things are looking in his life as he's raising his son. So I think his album, man, it's pretty great.
Okay.
So y'all need to go check that out. Also, go check out Black Thoughts.
Nigga, I was about to say, nigga, because I was about to mention that as well. I was like, you can't forget about Black Thought. Okay, no. Why would you mention that shit? That shit's tight.
Yeah. Black Thought has always been one of the most underrated artists, more underrated lyricists that we've had.
Period.
I still don't think he gets enough respect.
He don't, man. He really don't, man. And the name of the album is called Streams of Thought, Volume 1.
Yep.
It's 5 tracks. Listen to that shit on Spotify, man. Give him some spins.
Yeah.
Right, let me see what his spins looking like right now. See, it's low, too. This is fucking ridiculous. Like, it's like his best song has, as of right now, has 278,000 spins. And that's ninth versus Thought. I just don't understand it, man. If you ain't talking about something uplifting, man, niggas don't want to hear it, man.
Well, yeah, well, it's the same conclusion that we kind of got with this show.
Hell yeah. True.
Know, anytime we try to come out with an episode that, you know, is promoting some, you know, uplifting shit, you know, something that, you know, can help somebody be better, niggas don't want to pay attention to that. Mm-hmm. When we talk about some hoes or some niggas trying to, you know, slap up a couple bitches and niggas want to tune in, What the hell? Like, we running in the same circle. Like, y'all niggas don't want to get better. Y'all just want to be the same niggas and, you know, not even grow as people.
Yeah, like, you just be the same old nigga. That's sad as hell, man. And what did Paul Mooney say that shit? Talking about you want to be the same old nigga? You don't want to change?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember what that nigga said. But, no, speaking of people coming in between things, man.
Yeah.
Dog, what you think about Jay Prince stopping his massacre for Drake? You think this was a correct OG call?
No.
Or you think it was you think this was wrong and he was just protecting his money?
Of course. Yeah. Come on. What else is it?
Yeah. Like, period.
This is his cash cow.
It really is.
Like he knows that Drake was on the ropes. Like, he knows that.
Yeah.
Because of course, to save face, they're going to say that Drake had a response ready.
Which I think is the biggest hock of shit of all my life, talking about. He had a response ready, and it was going to destroy his career and good music. Nigga, shut up. Yeah. Stop with that bullshit.
I mean, whatever he could have said about Kanye, I mean, we already know. So I don't think it would have did any worse than, you know, what we've already seen or heard.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he had anything on Pusha T. So, I mean, really, what could he have said that would have messed his career up?
He could have said nothing, man.
Yeah, I think he was saving face, man. Like, this is like, when you get down to it, what it all boils down to is the fact that in this rap game, you're dealing with street niggas. So anytime you deal with street niggas, what's the most common thing that street niggas can really, like, agree upon? Money.
Yep.
So when you start messing with a nigga's money, that's when you got problems. So I saw this as an opportunity to save his wallet, because he knows if people start paying attention to what Pusha is saying, and they start turning on Drake, especially the masses. Like,
man, niggas are so fickle, man. It don't take long for people just to change on you, dude.
It don't take nothing for a nigga to say, "Ah, oh, Drake, man, I ain't messing with you no more."
I don't fuck that nigga.
So, you know, I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast, and one of his co-hosts, I think he said, "All right, so if this is the end of the beef, that means no more slick shots. Don't be throwing no more slick shots in your project. Or later on down the road, if this is the end, this is the end. Because if that's the case, if you want to throw slick shots, you do it now. Like, you don't do it later, you know, now when basically your bosses came in and threw in a towel for you."
That's real rap.
Yeah, do it now or don't say nothing at all. And I agree, because I feel like, you know, knowing Drake, he's going to say something slick. Like, some backhanded, like, later on. If not in his album, or somebody else's song or something. Like, I just feel like
he'll do stuff. But nobody can really take that nigga seriously if he does. It's too late.
Well, yeah.
It's too late, man.
They should take him serious.
They shouldn't, but they were like, "Oh, shit. He got him on that one verse he had with Lil Perp. YBN suck dick." And had him on one of those YBN niggas, man. Like, oh, you know, so many of those dudes, it don't even make no sense. But I don't know, man. Like, and then, like, while Jay Prince, like, talking about it, then they on a book, like a book run, talking about the science and respect, the art and science of respect, or whatever. Yeah. It's like he, like, trying to push that. It's almost like this was planned. Like, man, I'm gonna go ahead and get in between this and then do a press run for my book as well while I'm doing it, which is smart on his part.
It could be a calculated effort to, you know, gather himself some sales. I mean, because you think about it. Jay Prince is an OG, man. Like, this nigga's a genius as far as, you know, calculative moves are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because, man, this man has been doing this since the 80s.
Yeah.
He's been doing this since the 80s, so there's really nothing new under the sun for him.
But, hey, you know what's crazy? You know, Jay Prince said before Biggie died, he said he was up in L.A., he was on his tour bus, and he said he had a real bad feeling about what was going on, what was hearing in the streets. And he said he turned his bus all the way around. Like, it was like a 5-hour turnaround just to let them know, like, man, the block's hot here, man. You need to go ahead and go or lay low. And then it was like, man, after I told them that, my conscience was clear. So if something happened to him, it was on them. And he was like, man, I just wish I could have done more for him. But he was like, I told him what was going on. And I was just like, God damn, nigga. I'm like, did you put out a hit, Jay Prince?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, man, like, the whole thing, of course, with the rap beef,
Yeah.
It's a lot of the times, I mean, just like, you know, like back then too, it's usually never an issue with the creative people.
Yeah.
It's usually the entourage that starts the trouble.
Yep.
So if we could just stick to the creatives, if we could just keep them in the center of attention and stop our entourage from, you know, doing stupid stuff, I think rap beef would be a whole lot better. Because in essence, this is what rap beef is. And I think Jay Prince, because he's from the old school and he knows this. He knows that the entourage is what gets people in trouble. Because he knows this, I think that's one of the reasons why he put an end to it. Because he could just see what it could potentially turn into, which it shouldn't be that way. Because if it's about the music, then it's about the music.
Yeah, it's just, if people could just keep shit on wax, but they can't, man, because the niggas be in their feelings. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. If I was Drake, man, and that shit came out, I would have to respond. I'd be like, man, I know Jay Prince, I know you just trying to protect me. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't logically make any sense, because if Jay Prince heard the diss track and it was supposed to be so fire and so, like, career-ending, he'd be like, go ahead and put out, fuck the nigga up. You know, like, put him out. Like, put it out. You're a grown-ass man, put it out. So it might not have been that hot.
That's what
I'm thinking, man. Because if it was really a burner, yeah, he'd be like, man, go lace that nigga with it. It must have really, really been like subpar. And he was like, man, nah, let me come and step in and end it, and it'll make you look good. You know what I'm saying?
Because old school tactics say, take out your enemies.
Yeah.
And take over the territory.
Like 50 did with Ja Rule.
Yeah.
That nigga 50 pretty much talked shit about how Ja Rule used to sing on songs.
Yes.
Destroy that nigga's career, and then he started singing on songs.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
You destroy your enemies and then take over the territory. That's old school.
That's old school. How you do it.
Either the track was whack or he didn't have one to begin with. Because there was, of course, you know, I guess the rumor that Drake was going around offering 100 bands to anybody that could give him information about Pusha T.
Yeah, when I read that rumor, I was like, man, it's over. When you gotta do all that, man, it's over, dude.
Yeah.
Man, it's a done deal. Yeah. But, like, are you going to listen to, when you listen to Drake from now on, man, are you gonna remember this beef and just be like, man, shut the fuck up, nigga? Like, when you try to, like, rap hard about shit, you gonna be like, nigga, shut the fuck up. Like, how do you perceive Drake now after this loss?
Well, I never perceived Drake as, like, this gangster nigga.
Yeah, okay.
Or a nigga that you can take serious. Because the way he moves, I could walk up to Drake and smack him and know he ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's why Puff got him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you hear what Puff said?
What?
Yeah, Puff said, man, like, Drake took an L. Nigga Puff said, like, man, he took an L, man. He should have still released it. Talking about you messing up hip-hop in its rawest form.
Yep.
Just saying, like, man, just say you lost and don't try to hide behind somebody trying to help you.
Yeah. Like I said, I never looked at Drake in that light anyway. Mm-hmm. So I still continue to listen to his music just to, you know, get good vibes from him. Because, I mean, he puts out good music, regardless of who writes it or whatever. the nigga makes good music.
Yeah, the homegirl I was arguing with, we're talking about Drake too, like, man, it's like, we know he's going to write his own shit, but we don't care. And it's crazy we've gotten to that point where...
I know.
And, like, rappers, they're held to a different standard than R&B singers. The R&B singers...
Which I don't understand why, because, you know, every other genre of music, there is help.
Yeah, but still, though, it's just like, man...
I think it's just the pride. I think it's just the ego. I think it's just, you know, the Mandingo way of saying... You know, it's just hip-hop saying, I did it all by myself.
Yeah, and it's kind of just like with hip-hop, man, you tell your own story, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, rap it, like...
At least you're supposed to be.
It's supposed to be, man. This is, like, you're supposed to be telling your own story. That's why people fuck with... That's why people fuck with Nas. Some people fuck with Jay. Jay-Z. Some people fuck with J. Cole. Some people fuck with Common. Yeah. Or they fuck with Talib Kweli. Because they're not selling you a story. They're not selling you a dream. Yeah. They just keeping it real. Like, man, this is my struggle. This is what I think we need to do to overcome that struggle. And
yeah.
Sometimes I want to talk about my nigga shit too. Like,
yeah. It's funny. Like now, like the first Drake song that came to my mind when I heard that, about the ghostwriting thing, mm-hmm. like the song that he has on the Nothing Was the Same album, he's mm-hmm. like, came up, that's all me, no help, that's all me. So, I was just like, man, you just sit up there and just lie to everybody.
Yeah, and he had a booth sweating when he said gave that part. Sweating bullets.
Yeah. I still continue to listen to his music. Actually, I'm looking forward to seeing what this Scorpion album, is talking about. Because, More Life is Trash. And, I can't wait, to be honest. But, nothing's going to change my thought on,
So, did this hurt his nigga legacy at all?
Oh, yeah, definitely they did.
Okay.
And Drake didn't even bow out. Like, the nigga just...
Yeah, he had daddy. Like, dude, this was perfect. This was a perfect example. Somebody had a meme. Somebody had a meme online. And you remember that old Simpsons episode where Peter was a boxer? And you remember Moe was his trainer. He was putting him in all those like rigged fights.
You talking about Homer?
Homer, yeah.
Yeah, you said Peter.
Fuck, I'm thinking of Family Guy. Yeah. Yeah, so it showed, you remember when Moe carried Homer out of the ring in one of like the little fan things? Yeah. Yeah, like little fan, like parachute fan, like little like air jet thing. Like it was like Jay Prince was Moe. And Homer was Drake. And it was like, Homer was like beaten up and like barely conscious. And then Drake was like their depiction of like Mike Tyson. I forgot what name they gave him in Simpsons back in the day. He's just looking up like, what the fuck? Like, like we still fighting. Yeah. But that's really what that is.
Yeah. It definitely hurt his legacy, but being who Drake is, it's a footnote to everybody else in hip hop. Like, this is something that nobody's ever going to forget, but to those who are casual fans, those who are like super mainstream pop / urban contemporary fans, mm-hmm. like these niggas are just, they're going to give him a pass.
Yeah, man, because they don't really care about it. They're
going to give him a pass.
Because like, his whole, like, man, if we took a poll of Drake's fan base, I guarantee you at least, like, shit, 65% of it is, like, female, and then another section of that is white people.
Yeah.
I got another I got a question. Yeah. I know we talked about this, like a month ago. You think Drake would be as popular as he is if he was darker toned skin? And I hate to talk about light skin versus dark skin, but do you think Drake would be as popular as he is if he was dark skin?
Yeah, because I mean, okay. if he still sounded the same, look at Trey Songz. Trey Songz is.
What happened to that nigga, man? He was hot for a minute.
That
nigga fell off.
He had a great run.
And I wish he never did.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think, though. That's the thing, though. Drake is the breed, though, that comes from a light-skinned nigga, though. Because light-skinned niggas have always known to be more sensitive.
Yep.
Known to be more in tune with their feminine side as far as like catering to women. So, well, yeah, because like I don't know. I hate to correlate it with pigment.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like we've ever had. Well, I take that back. Because when Ja Rule was out, mm-hmm. when he was popping, and he was singing to the ladies. He was hot.
That he just wasn't.
He wasn't as huge as Drake, but he was hot in the hip hop community.
Yeah, that nigga did have a good run. You're right. He had a real good run.
So I take that back. I don't think Pigment. It does have a huge indicator on success, but I don't think, I think if Drake was darker, I think he would still be as successful. I don't think he would be as commercially successful, with all the
Adidas, Nikes, all that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. I the Apple Music stuff. I don't know if he would be that successful, but
yeah.
But he would still be somewhat successful. I mean, that's the thing though. Like, we can't test that theory because, every time we turn around, there's some new white rapper coming out. And I'm not downplaying white rappers, but like, in essence, this ain't for y'all, man. Like, we need our dark skinned rappers. Like, man, we need our dark skinned dudes.
We need our music, man. Like, Niggas gotta pay when niggas gotta check in when they come on the West Coast or the East Coast. We gotta start making these white artists check in, man, financially before they even start their career. They need to donate some money to a black cause. They need to do something, man. Cause I know Eminem helped his people out, so he get a pass. He put D12 on. He always helping out his people from the hood of Detroit. But just some of these other rappers, man, they just getting this money, eating all this mumble rap, man. They gotta pay their dues, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. You gotta pay your dues.
Well, the problem with that though is it's never gonna happen because we got white nerds in the executive offices.
Oh yeah.
Who don't know shit about black music.
Sure don't.
And I'm talking to Leo Cohen, whoever else, is in, these offices. Them niggas don't know shit about black music. So these white artists that keep popping up will never have to pay a toll because, they've been given the key to the gate. So until we start getting, black people in these positions of power in which we can start doing this stuff, that's why we need black kids to, go to college and study music business and, work their way up so they can get these jobs, so we can take our shit back. Because until we do that, it's never gonna happen. It's just never gonna happen.
Yeah, man, it's fucking sad, man. It's like we're losing our music.
Yeah,
we really are, man. So, but we just gotta just. Like you said, man, we got to just keep inspiring our youth. And we'll always have our grips on this genre.
Yeah.
But just because of now, just because anybody can be independent, they can they can use different avenues like SoundCloud or Spotify. You put your own music up on Spotify or iTunes. You can do it yourself. And just niggas are feeling you, man. So,
yeah.
There's still ways for us to get in and also keep more money in our own pockets instead of having to pay somebody else.
Yeah.
And stay independent, man. Let them niggas get all that money, man. That shit ain't worth it.
Yeah.
Not worth it at all. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another great episode of the Blank Canvas Podcast. Well, a weekly show. It comes on every Friday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on your favorite podcasting services, which is iTunes, AudioMac, CastBox, Stitcher, and YouTube. And you can also follow us on your favorite social media sites, which is at Blank Canvas ECST. Go ahead and give us a follow. Same thing on Instagram and the same motherfucking thing on Facebook. And without further ado, let's get to the news.
Make no mistakes, girl, still love you. Let's get it!
The cats about to get swept. So, by the time y'all hear this, it should be early in the morning, hopefully. Starting on game four between the Cavs and the Warriors.
The closeout.
I'm telling you, man, like KD already said, like KD had a statement. He said, man, we're not playing with the basketball gods. Because I was down 3, I was up 3-1, and I, you know what I'm saying, and they came back on me back when I was at OKC, and safety happened to the Warriors. He's talking about, man, we're going to try to go ahead and sweep them out. And also, this is funny as shit. I read this shit on Beast Report. An unnamed Warrior, which I think is probably Draymond Green, said he wants to sweep LeBron out of Cleveland.
Wow.
He said he want to use the opportunity to sweep his ass and then make him leave. And now, the rumors are getting real heavy that LeBron's coming to L.A. So there was a report that came out on Wednesday that said 4 Hollywood executives said LeBron has already put his marketing team in motion to get him to L.A. Then... Jesus. Adrian Wojnarowski came out and said that LeBron has already said he's going to have a discussion on how him and PG-13, Paul George, how they're going to work and cooperate in L.A. And what makes me think that LeBron is coming was because of another report where he said he wants to play off ball. Now, there's only a couple places he can play off ball. That's going to be L.A.,
it's going or to be Philly.
No, he can't play all ball in Philly.
Yeah, he can.
What space need?
Ben Simmons. Do you know what off ball means?
Yeah, I know off ball. I know what off ball means. I still think he's not a pure point guard like CP3, Lonzo. Or,
who is he?
Ben Simmons ain't no pure point guard.
That's his whole game, dude. That's all he does. He can't shoot. That's his game is distributing. Driving and distributing. That's his whole game.
Yeah, I gotta watch. I gotta watch some more of his highlights, man. I see CP and Lonzo being the better point guard than him. Maybe because I don't want him to go to Philly.
You have no idea. I'm about to say, man, like that's all that nigga does. He's a 4 that plays a 1.
But you gotta think about it, man. It's like the nigga, like this first year, he was healthy, man. How much can you really rely on Embiid staying healthy?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, believe me. I'm there with you. Yeah. I get it. But yeah, it definitely looks like he's going to LA though.
Yeah, dude. And then like part of me wants him because we're gonna be back in the conversation. We're gonna definitely be in the playoffs next year. And we're gonna go deeper to the playoffs and get knocked out. And then part of me doesn't want him there because we have a young core. That's all under 23 years old.
Destroyed.
And we about to fucking destroy him, man. Like Ingram getting traded. They're probably like re-sign Randall and trade him for pieces. And then we're gonna have Paul George and a 34-year-old LeBron James. We'll get 3 good years out of him, and then he's gonna pretty much be in Hollywood mode making movies.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I'm happy for my team because we about to be relevant again. And I also thought about this. Conspiracy theorists are going to start thinking that, hey, man, NBA wanted this because you got to think about it. This could be L.A. Boston all over again, my nigga.
Yes, it could.
Because Boston's already there, you know what I'm saying? We
already strapped up. We ready to go. We just got to wait for niggas to stop tripping over toothpicks and injuring themselves.
And like going up for layups and coming down and breaking their ankles. That shit looked so bad, man.
Yeah, it was.
That shit was bad.
As many people already know, the NBA isn't good if the Lakers and Boston isn't good.
That's right, man. That's
just facts. Like, dude, that's just facts.
LeBron, like, I know you about to destroy my team. But you about to give me three good years of ball. For real, nigga. That's it. You about to give me 3 good years of ball. But going back to the present, man, what do you think this says? Do you really think him getting swept is really going to hurt his legacy when he ain't got a squad? I don't think so. Now that I think about it.
Well, let's look at early in his career when he got swept by the Spurs.
Yeah.
He didn't really have a squad then either.
He didn't.
I don't think it hurt him then.
What year was he in the league?
I think it was his ninth year. His first finals?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was his ninth. It is eighth or ninth year. It was the year. It couldn't have been because I think it was the year. I think it was the year after. No, it was his ninth year when he won his first final. My fault.
Yeah.
It was actually, let's see, Dwayne won his ring in what, his second or third year?
Mm-hmm.
So it was the year after Dwayne won his, because Dwayne 07. Won his. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it was 07. I'm trying to see what year this nigga was, man.
Because he came in. He came in 03.
Mm-hmm.
03, 04. 05. Let's see, 05, 06. Spurs beat Detroit in the finals.
It was his fourth year. Jesus Christ, that nigga. All right, man. He gonna be up there with one of the greats. It was his fourth year in the league. He took that team to the fucking finals.
Yeah.
That's fucking. You know, a lot of people hate on this nigga, man. I'm gonna keep it 100, man. A lot of people hate on LeBron because of the age of social media that we're in. But social media was around when Jordan was around. He would have got it too.
He didn't have a luxury
of not having it around.
I think, man, I don't know, man. I don't think it would hurt him, but his record, his finals record doesn't look good. And when when you look at the greatest of all time, like when you, well, not the greatest, but not the greatest of all time, but when you look at all of the greats,
except
for
Jerry West.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But most of the greats have a positive ratio when it comes to their finals record.
Yep. 5-2 for Kobe. Yeah. Well, should be 6-1. Yeah. Fuck.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah. Fucking Detroit. Damn it. Should
have won that 1-0-8 too. You actually should be 4-3.
Hey, I'm gonna keep it 100. If Shaq was Perkins,
if Perkins wouldn't have got hurt, y'all wouldn't have won that second one.
Hey, well, it's over now.
yeah, it is. It is.
If Shaq would, if Shaq would have stayed, they would have had at least 7 rings.
Probably so.
The Eagles got in their fucking way, man. Fuck, yeah. Eagles got in their way, man. But it was all, that's how it was supposed to be anyway. But oh well, it's just
egos
and money, man, and pussy. egos, money, and sodomy. But and stitching. Oh yeah. So what do you think this does? What do you think this does for KD's legacy? I'm gonna read your tweet from an NBA player about what he thinks about KD being on the Warriors. Go ahead.
I mean, as I said before, KD doesn't want to be, he doesn't want to be known as, you know, the greatest player alive. So from that standpoint, I don't blame him for going to the Warriors. If I'm trying to win rings,
mm-hmm.
I would have did the same thing.
Yeah, but don't you, does going to a stacked team taint your rings in any form or fashion in your mind?
It doesn't help you look better as a champion, because there's, you know, like, you pretty much have, you know, barely any competition.
Mm-hmm.
But a championship is a championship, regardless of how you get it. Let's say, okay, for instance, when the Warriors beat the Cavs the first time and Kyrie got hurt and Kevin Love got hurt, regardless of how it went down, they won the ring. So it's still a championship. It still matters.
Yeah.
It's still a big thing. And they didn't even have KD at that point. So, I mean, it's still huge.
One of the unnamed source in the Cavaliers said, I saw Chris Broussard. But unnamed source, the Cavaliers said if they had Kyrie, they would be up 3-0. And they do have a point, because these games were close at critical times in game one and game one and game three. They were close. It's just they didn't have enough firepower. And if Kyrie would have stayed, I think if Kyrie would have stayed, LeBron, this LeBron, the summer LeBron 2018, wouldn't even be happening.
It may or it may not.
I think he would have stayed, man, but I guess just not getting your fair shake or getting your just due in the media kind of fucks with your ego once again.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, in this case for Kyrie, he got lucky that he got traded to such a pristine franchise as the Boston Celtics. Because it could have been the fucking Milwaukee. Fucking Utah. You know, he could have been anywhere, man. It's almost like they did him a favor, man.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
I think that might have been the inside, you know, details that we don't know. Mm. It's a simple fact that, hey, we're going to trade you to a team, you know, that you can at least compete. You know, we're not going to do you dirty because we could, you know.
We could send you
to Indiana.
To Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, yeah. Brooklyn would have been a whole lot worse.
Nigga, what?
The
draft picks and money.
Yeah.
But
I don't know, man. Like, it may not be happening if Kyrie was still there. Because, I mean, he said himself that he was trying to hand him the keys.
He really was, man. Because LeBron didn't want to play off ball. No telling what went on practices. No telling what went on in halftime during games. No telling how. I'll keep it real with you, man. I feel LeBron be talking like straight cash money to them niggas in the locker room.
Well, I mean, the nigga wants to win. Bad. Yeah.
But I think it probably just on another level, kind of like a daddy son thing. Like, I think it's disrespectful.
It might be, but I think,
yeah.
I guess in his defense, I feel like if you aren't built to win, if you don't have an attitude to win, then he's going to get on your nerves. He's going to bother you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the mindset, every day you step on that practice court, getting up shots, it's about being one step closer to that ring. I feel like if you aren't on that level of thinking, then yeah, LeBron is going to be a pest. LeBron is going to be, he's going to be a daddy to you, because you ain't doing what you're supposed to do to get where where y'all need to be.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, if you aren't feeling like that, if you don't have that mindset, then yeah, he's gonna be a tyrant to you. So you're gonna wanna move. You're gonna wanna get out of there. I think in Kyrie's instance, like, I think maybe it was a culmination of, you know,
recognition. Him, you want recognition.
Yeah, exactly. Him not getting enough credit.
Mm-hmm. He deserves it too, man.
Yeah, he does. Because without him, they don't get that ring.
He'll be 2-7 to one for Kyrie.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for Ray Allen, nigga be 1-8.
Probably so.
Yeah, hey man. Every championship LeBron has won, somebody else has bailed him out.
I mean, but you know, as we said before, and as everybody knows, LeBron has, you know, never really been the guy to, you know, I guess take the last shot or whatever, unless he has to. But he's known for being the playmaker.
Yeah.
So, you know, in those instances, a lot of the times, he says he makes the best basketball play.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that in an instance, I don't blame him for getting the ball to somebody who can, you know, make it happen.
Yeah. But, like, CJ McCollum said something about KD, and this is what he said after he hit that dagger three from fucking half court. And in the game four, it was pretty much half court. He said, y'all can call me whatever y'all want. KD's a Hall of Famer. One of the greatest ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whether he would have went to Golden State or not, I just would rather see him on another team. And I can see that, man. It's uneven. But is that the NBA's fault that it's uneven? Is that competitive?
Well, Adam Silver didn't want the KD to Golden State thing to happen. And I'm surprised, you know, he didn't step in and stop it.
He should have.
If it was David Stern, he would have stopped it. I guarantee you that.
Hell yeah, my nigga.
David Stern, before the freaking free agency came along, David Stern would have had a memorandum sent to KD saying, you can go to 28 other teams or 29 other teams, but not the Warriors. I feel like he would have did that.
Yeah, man, it's not good. It's not good for business, man.
Yeah, that's just how much of a G David Stern is, and I think Adam Silver, I mean, you know, God bless him, but I think he's a pussy. I think he's a major pushover.
Tell him how you feel, ST.
I think players are getting over on him. You know, because I mean, if I was the commissioner, I would have said, hell no, nigga.
Yeah, I would have vetoed that shit too. I'm like, man, no. The niggas want century. No, exactly. I want to send him a note that said, nigga, no.
And that's it.
That's it, yeah.
from the offices of NBA commissioner, blah, blah, blah. Nigga, no.
Nigga, no.
Signed.
The rogue. Hell yeah, man. Ain't no way in hell. But it does. It's almost like it's an arms race.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's just trying to stack up talent on one team, and it's like all the talent is drawn thin. It's gonna get to the point where it's only gonna be like four good teams. It might be like three good teams in the West and then one on the East. As it sits right now, keeping it 100, there's only three good teams on the East once LeBron leaves, and that's Philly, Boston, Milwaukee, and then three good teams on the West. That's it. Four if LeBron goes to L.A. So let's say go to L.A. It'd be L.A., Spurs, Warriors, Houston. That's seven teams out of 28. 30. You know, 7 out of 30 that just don't have a shot. You just know going in, they don't have a shot, man. Niggas rebuilding and niggas tanking. What's the point, man? What the fuck is the point?
I don't know, but we definitely need more parity in the league.
We do, man, because after a while it's going to get stale. Because niggas are not going to. I'm glad that LeBron's leaving, so we won't get. Because I'm gonna keep it real with you. LeBron would have stayed one more year. He would have made it back to the finals. It would have been Boston and the Warriors, and I'll put money on that shit. Like, cause Boston's here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I just reading this shit. Chris Broussard said, if LeBron, the best player in the world, was to go to state, those rings would mean nothing. All rings aren't created equal. Exactly. All rings are not created equal, man. That's why I'm saying, like, man, KD's rings are tarnished. And he fucking knows it. That's why I know for sure KD's not going to stay on the Warriors the rest of his career. He's already said he's going to
resign. You don't think so?
No, he's not. He already said he's going to resign this year coming up. But I'm telling you, man, this is an impressionable-ass nigga. He cares what people talk about him. That nigga had a burner account on his Instagram and Twitter. That just shows his insecurities.
Yeah.
After a while, this shit's going to weigh on him. He's going to be like, you know what, man? Fuck it. I got to do the reverse LeBron. And I got to go back. Either I got to go back to OKC. I got to go back to a team that doesn't have it all.
I'm about to say, you know Russell ain't having that, nigga.
Oh, Russell ain't having that. And then, like, man, now that I think about it, I hate to say it, man. I'm on the train with you, ST, man. That nigga ain't getting no ring. Westbrook, I love his play, man. I want him to get a ring so bad, but in this case, loyalty did not work out for that nigga because, man, Paul George is definitely gone. And you about to get a subpar, unmotivated Carmelo Anthony.
Shoot, subpar, nigga. That nigga fell off.
Yeah, that nigga fucking garbo. Well, yeah, man.
I don't even think that nigga can score like he used to.
Nah, it's over. But also, something intriguing that people need to watch is, man, like, The Spurs have already offered Kawhi Leonard that Supermax, and that nigga has not signed it yet.
But he don't want it. He don't want it. He don't want to be there.
He out, man. Like, ooh, dog, what happened if we trade?
LaMarcus Aldridge don't want to be there.
He don't want to be there either, man. Pop need to retire, man. His wife died, man. Rest her soul. I think Pop just need to go ahead and just hang it up now. Because, man, everybody gone. Like, man, everybody old. Like, if you do it, let the other two niggas walk. And then just be like, man, this is my farewell. This is my farewell tour.
Season.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It just be done with it, man. I just don't know what. Because, man, what I'm hearing, nobody said, like, nobody could trade anything to Kawhi that would be worth trading Kawhi for. Because we would have
not unless you give up a king's ransom.
Like, we would have to, for the Lakers, I don't even think the Spurs would take.
They don't have anything. They don't have anything to give.
We would have to give them Ingram, Kuzma.
Lonzo.
No, we got to keep Lonzo. I would rather keep Kuzma than Lonzo. Because
You would have to give him up.
We'll probably have to give up money.
Yeah.
Money, Ingram.
Picks
and Kuzma. And Randall. And see if that'll do for him. And then we'll have Kawhi, Paul George, and LeBron. Oh, my God. Then with LeBron gone, we still got a young Kawhi and a young Paul George. Man, make this shit happen.
You know.
Make this shit happen, AIDS. Come on, AIDS. Come on now, AIDS. Yeah. Let's do this shit.
But of course, you know, Kawhi said he's, you know, not playing with LeBron, so. Yeah, he said he's not trying to play with LeBron.
Yeah, because, I mean, playing with LeBron, like, really, like, if you're not.
He wants to be the man.
Oh, yeah, he definitely coming to us then. What the fuck is, hey, that's a good question. Where that nigga gonna go?
Who?
Kawhi. What makes sense for that nigga?
I mean, he's still under contract, so the Spurs better hurry up and trade him and get something for him before he just walks away. He's still in the contract. So, you know, to my knowledge, he going to be showing up to training camp in the fall.
Oh, shit. So, if he traded to L.A., he has no choice but to play with the king. Oh, yeah! At least
that's, for... Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's
Holy
true.
Dog. That would be the most... We would be the most hated team in the league. And I'd be like, hey, man, shit. Like, nobody begged LeBron to come.
Yeah.
Man, if Magic at least get LeBron in PG-13, he's done his due diligence, man.
Yeah, I think so.
But for sure LeBron is taking a meeting with the Warriors just cause.
So but he, why?
He is taking that meeting, man, just to see niggas sweat. Yeah. Just to see a nigga sweat, man. But on to
That would just be crazy. That would be. I think that's just part of the media circus, just to get people in the media riled up.
But what happened if that nigga did go? I would be through dealing, man. Boy, I'd be through. I'd be like, man, fuck LeBron. It would be worse than him going to Miami.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Fuck burning his jersey. They would go to his house and burn that nigga house down. Like. We're not condoning that shit. We're just saying, like, that's how devastating it would be. That shit would be devastating, man. Yeah. Boy, that shit would be devastating, dude. Also, one more thing, man, before we get into the topic, man. Something that's fucking devastating and fucking arrogant. Terrell Owens said he will not be going to Canton for his induction speech into the Hall of Fame.
Hmm.
So, I think this is very childish and dumb, because number one, you can use that platform at Canton to talk about how fucked up the voting process is, and you can go ahead and get everything on the table right there because people have to listen. Yeah. Now it's almost like a cop out that you're not doing it, and you're trying to be one of the first people to ever do it and be like, man, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it, man, just because y'all didn't vote me in on the first ballot of the Hall of Fame. Fuck y'all.
Yeah.
And like Teddy Bruschi was pissed. He was like, man, you know how many people would kill to be in the Hall of Fame? Yeah.
Yep. Of course he would, because Teddy is like
a friend. Man. He's fringe.
Yeah, he's and plus he's also like that good old boy. I guess when you look at it from a corporate standpoint, he's like a company man.
Yeah.
Like he's one of Belichick's robots.
Pretty much.
So yeah, of course he's gonna be pissed. And I would probably go to ESPN and tell Teddy Bruschi, fuck you to your face.
Like, oh yeah, tell that dude, he'll do that shit.
Yeah, I know. I'd tell him to suck a dick right on camera.
Yeah, suck a dick, bitch.
But yeah, I agree. I think he should still go and talk. Yeah, I think he should put it in his speech about how jacked off the voting process is. I think he should talk bad about every last single one of them voters too.
Hey,
man, that, if he went to the Hall of Fame and ripped some shit up, nigga,
that would be more epic than him not going.
Yes, like that's a, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's how I know we couldn't be
oh, God.
Sports superstars,
dude. Because I would talk so much shit. Like, I was just thinking, if I was one of the Warriors, if I was like Curry or KD. Before game four tonight, I would like bring a broom out while I'm like in pregame, and just like have like some dust on the court like, and sweep it off like, oh yeah, some dust on the court, I'll sweep this off real quick. And then it's like throw the broom down like tonight. It's going down tonight, nigga. This shit over. Dude, I would talk so much shit, but everybody respects LeBron, man. That's why I kinda hate everybody's buddies in the league now, man. Like, if we played, I'm gonna keep it 100, y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, if ST and I were all stars in the league, there's no way in hell we'll ever play on the same team. Cause yeah. I couldn't get ST to come. That'll be the main reason. I'm like, ST, come on, man. We can run the league. Like, nah, nigga, I'd rather do you in. Like, come on, man. Like, stop this shit, man. I'm like, nah, nigga. Never.
I think I would come after I got my rings first. Like, if I got two or three by myself first, then, yeah, I'd come. Yeah. But, yeah, I'd have to try to do it on my own first.
Yeah, do it on your own, man. But it's just like everybody respects each other in the league. There's no more hate in the league. It's all, like, fake tough guy shit. Like, when dudes be, like, bucking up to meet you in a tunnel, I'm like, man, set y'all asses up, man. I'm about to go out and Ruth and Chris with each other rather than fucking game, man. Like, it's no more anger, man, in basketball. There's still some kind of
rivalry. Well, you know what the NBA stands for. You know, it stands for nothing but actors.
Hell yeah, nigga. Straight up and down. And it's just unfortunate, man. I like to see that hatred, man, amongst teams. Like, man, like, seeing it with, like, the Ravens versus the Steelers, dude. That's, like, true hatred, man. And I like to see that. I like to see that on in my sports feed. In my professional sports, man. But all these niggas getting paid well to hang out in California, L.A., and California, Las Vegas during the off-season. Everybody know everybody else. Kids, they do, like, little babysitting shit together. I know that, man. Let me be on LeBron level, man. I'm hating all y'all niggas. Like, man, come on, man. I want to play with that. Fuck you, nigga. You come to my squad, it's my shit. But I heard that's how LeBron is. I heard he's, like, real arrogant and has a huge ego. That's why some niggas just don't like him. And they say they like him just in the media so they won't, you know, get blackballed. I think LeBron has his hands on a lot of shit in the league and outside the league, too, man.
I think so, too.
I think he has a lot of power now. Niggas don't want to get on his bad side, man. Because even though Draymond Green talks shit to LeBron on the court, they best buddies.
They friends in the real life,
Because he knows he might as well keep his enemies close, man. And plus, that nigga, like, he has all them connections, too, in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, this league's soft, man. It's still fun to watch, man. But it's that element of hate would be so much better, man, if it was. It'll be so much better if it's a little bit of hate in the league, man. But
yeah,
man. But yeah, T.O., if you're listening, you should take the opportunity to let the voters know how you really feel. You are messed up on a prime opportunity.
Yeah. To
fuck some shit up, dude. That would be one of the best Hall of Fame speeches of all time, because you know you're going to come with the dirt.
I would put the NFL on his ass, nigga.
Dude,
I would talk about the new what you call rule?
Which one?
The new national anthem rule.
Yeah, talk about that. talking about how soft the league is.
I would only talk about like my accomplishments, like at the end, like I had a good career. Thank you. Good night.
No. The last thing can't be thanking good night. It'd be like thank you, and Jeff Garcia is gay, and then like
wow.
You don't remember that?
Yeah, I do. I'm just saying. That would be crazy, nigga.
Hey, bring that shit back up, dude. Like, he fucking this shit up, dog. They don't have to cut that nigga feed. Nigga. Yeah. They don't have to cut his feed on NFL Network, man. That's what I want. Man. Yeah. He's fucking up, man. God damn it. I'm going to try to hit him up on Twitter and be like, man, this could be an opportunity to air shit out. You know what, dog? This is going to be, dog, because this is it. Because I'm not going to give a fuck about him after this.
Yeah.
Man, but fuck it, man. You got anything else to say about it?
Let's see. Come on, T.O. Please show up and wreck some shit up.
Hell yeah, man. Please, man. Please, man. I want you to be the last. And then you can be the last one, too. You can be the best of the night, man.
Oh, man. Jesus. Yeah, if he's the headliner, can you imagine?
I'll turn it off after that. And like, after T.O. go, I'll be like, okay, I'm done.
Nothing else to see.
Yeah. Done.
Yeah.
All right. Jesus, man. Fuck. All right, man. Let's go ahead and get to this topic.
Let's get it.
SC, man. Let them know what the topic is, man. And then we're gonna go ahead and get to it. We'll go ahead and get into it.
So this week, we kind of wanted to have, you know, some fun again. And the topic is, for the ladies specifically, if he flies you out, give up the pussy.
And that thought. So why we say this is because if y'all haven't heard, Instagram model Charmitez, whatever her name is, I know I butchered that shit, but she butchered it coming up with it. Explained how Future refused to reimburse her for her flight and wouldn't pay her the $5,500 that he promised her and canceled her hotel room. So from what I'm getting from hearing about this story on Twitter, man, if you haven't heard about it, this young lady caught the eye of Future and they were hanging out in Miami. So they're hanging out in Miami for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Whoopity whoop. You know, talking up in the studio. And he was just like, hey, why don't you come out of L.A. and visit me? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You pay for your flight, and I'll just reimburse you when you get here 1,000%. And she was like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? Because if you heard, you just like, hey, he got the money. He rich. He's a well-known rapper in the game. Like, that money is good as mine. It's good as being in my bank account right now. So she paid the $550 to go out and fly out to L.A. They went out to L.A. She was out there with him. She met up with him. She bought the hotel for him. She got to the hotel. She FaceTimed with him. And when she FaceTimed with him, he said, okay, go ahead and, you know, by the time I get there, I want you to have some lingerie on. And the funny text that everybody's getting on Future for, is he saying, he said, I have my son today, but I'm going to break away from him to come see you for a minute.
Yeah. Irresponsible dad shit.
Yeah, man. That's why people say that nigga's a deadbeat dad. He about to go dump his son off to go get some strange from a Instagram model. So when he gets there and she's not in lingerie, he's like, so what's up? She was like, man, I haven't known you in a long. We haven't conversed that much for me, you know, for me to get smashed. Yeah. And so he was like, okay, cool. So she said she was kind of perplexed by his response. So she she left, went to go got something to eat. And it's the plot twist. When she came back, their key card didn't work for that hotel room. That nigga Future canceled her hotel room, dog. Nah, that's gotta be some of the foulest shit ever, man. But, alright.
I want to say, I don't think he canceled it. I think what happened was he only had it booked for like one night.
Mm.
So I think, I don't know. Well, at least I don't know. He might have canceled it though. He might have canceled it because
you're right. Because I'm reading her little post right here, and it said, I asked them how long the room was booked, and they said it was only booked for Saturday. So he was trying to get that shit and get out. He tried to get them brownie wownies, which means.
Something tells me though, when she left, shouldn't she have seen like that little piece of paper that they always slide up under the door?
Yep.
Saying that it's time for you to get your ass out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
And then she said, I asked him how long the rules for. He said, booked till Saturday, which means he had planned to have sex with me, put me out anyway, and not give me the $5,500. I'm so happy I didn't have sex with him because he would have fucked me and still put me out. At least I could say I'm not part of the collection. I just don't know where I will be in my life. And I'm not about to go around having sex with niggas to get to where I want to be. You will once that money's out running dry. Anyway, anything I do, I work for. It's cool, though, because I have my own money and I didn't do nothing but book another room, laugh out loud. I just want my coins. He don't owe you nothing. So she's saying that she at least wants her flight reimbursed for flying out there. And like, looking at the sister, God bless her soul. I don't know. Let me look at one of her videos. Like, man, she got a butt and she got some chest and her face is average. And I think Future just thought this could be easy lay. Because she's a fan and she wears a hell of a lot of makeup. She average to me, man, for real. Cause it's a lot of makeup. She wears a lot of makeup.
I haven't even seen it, so I don't know.
Hey, you want the link?
I'm straight.
Yeah. she looks all right, man, but we're just trying to like see this at like trying to play devil's advocate. Because you know us being men, we already know that she fucked up. But being devil's advocate, seeing it from her side, you know what I'm saying? Do you think she deserves that $550 being reimbursed, man?
I'm gonna be honest. No, like she's gotta know.
Yeah, she's a grown ass woman. No nigga that you better know flies you out.
Exactly.
For conversation.
Who is really finna just like, especially if you don't know this nigga, who is really finna fly you out to hang out? Even, like, y'all not that cool.
Even a nigga that ain't got long money like that ain't doing that shit.
I mean, well, unless a nigga say, hey, I want to hang out with you sometime.
Yeah.
Unless he say that, and, you know, he's up front and like, you know, I don't want to, you know, I don't have to have sex or whatever. I just want to hang out with you one time. Like, unless he said that, and, you know, being a Future, I know that Future will probably never say that to a girl. Like, unless he says that, like, you gotta know. Like, you gotta know that the main reason why niggas is flying you out is because they want something from you. Like, no nigga does that. Especially a nigga with money. No nigga does that.
No. Like, he ain't got time for it, man. He ain't got time to be whining and dining you. Like, if he really was trying to make you, like, his girl, he would took care of your flight. Because he wouldn't care, because it would have been a paper trail. He like, I'm owning this, like, this is my boo. But when he's saying you pay for your own flight, so it ain't his, you know, it's not him booking the flight, so his name ain't on that shit. Something already click off in your head where it's just like, man, he wants some pussy from me. And like, and she's grown too, man. She's not like 20, 21, 19 years old. She's grown. You can look at it and tell she's grown, man. She knew better. She just wanted that clout and wanted a story. And I hate to say this, sweetheart, but we're literally going to forget about you by tomorrow.
If not today.
And not today. Like, right after we talk about it. We just, like, for real, man. It's just, everybody's looking for ways to just hop on somebody else's wave and not get their own, man. That's it.
Unless she finds herself in another predicament with another, you know, another star, then, you know, I don't see her being, you know, any more relevant than, you know, this little moment right here.
Yeah, I think so.
But she got it. She got to be smarter, man.
Gotta be smarter, like man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, man, that's why our men need to be around to teach our little girls not to be dumbasses.
Yeah, dude. You gotta get in that game, man.
Yeah, yeah, man. Like we need our fathers back off in this to start teaching our little girls how not to get duped. Because we're seeing more and more of our women just put themselves out there to be not only objectified, but to look stupid in front of everybody. Women, like, y'all got to be smarter than that, man.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the times, y'all are right. Y'all do know that niggas do set y'all up to try to get some. But if you know this is the case, don't, like, I understand, you know, what woman is going to turn down a free meal? What woman is going to turn down a drink? But you got to see this coming.
You got to, man. Like, literally. women, understand. If a man come out of pocket for anything over $50, 9 times out of 10, and nigga want the draws. I'm sorry. Yeah. Just think about, you going to have to think about it in those terms. And if he don't want them, you found you a good guy or a dude that's just playing coy for the minute so he can get the pussy. But if I was a female, I would always be thinking niggas are trying to fuck me. That's how I would think, just to guard myself. Because if you don't, you're going to be stuck in a situation where you either going to give it up and potentially almost get raped, which I hope never happens, or you're going to put yourself in a bad predicament where you flew yourself out there. And what happened if she didn't have enough money to get herself back? She would have been stranded there instead of a fucking GoFundMe page to try to get back home. Yeah. Somebody probably wouldn't have did it for. You got to smarten up, man. This is like, sometimes you got to be like, man, I know this is a prime opportunity to hang out with a celebrity, but all the celebrity wants to do is bust my guts. He just wanted to fuck us. He want to fuck some commas with your vagina. So, fuck a vagina. Fuck a vagina. Yeah. So you gotta know better, man. You gotta know better. She knew better, man. She knew. Yeah. Ain't no way else she didn't know. ST?
I don't know, dude. Some girls are stupid. I mean, that's like, women go through their stupid girl phase all the time. Like, as a matter of fact, there's this young lady that I was speaking to who was asking advice about her and her dude.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I'm just giving her, like, common sense answers. Like, things that should be, like, you know, normal. Like, something that should be, you know, just easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, for some reason, she doesn't want to follow through. So it's like, okay, so you're just choosing to be this stupid. And, you know, just some women are just, some women never grow out of being stupid. Like, they just have stupid moments. And I don't know. I think that's just what this is. Like, I think she is literally this stupid to think that a nigga would actually, you know, if he gonna come off of some money, you know, for you to come see him, like, you gotta think that something's gonna go down.
Yeah.
Something,
dude. And then he break it off from your child? You don't break off from your child just to have a chat.
Yeah.
You break off from your child to have another child.
Or just to go to the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, sit and watch you, you know, just sit there and you know, why I'm gonna bring you to the studio to watch me make music, and you just sit there like you're not even giving me no inspiration. You just sitting there. What point are you there for? Like, I would rather be in here by myself.
Yeah. That's what I don't get, man. It's just people chasing clout. People want to be around other successful people.
Yeah.
And just want to get in, man. People just want to get on.
I was about to say, she probably trying to get on. She probably trying to get in, like, his next video or something like that.
Yeah, that's all she probably wanted. He's like, oh, you can be in the next video. my personal video. My video ass over.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, man, ladies, do not be naive, man. If let's say, what's that nigga name? Let's say like a random, if an athlete fly you out, man, just be ready to, just go ahead and squeeze KY jelly in your pussy list. Just be ready for him. just know that it is time. You know what I'm saying? No dude gonna have you fly out across the country for a chat. We got FaceTime for that. We got cell phones and texting and, you know, gifts and memes we can send back and forth to each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, hell no, dude. Because you know nobody wants to talk in person anyway. Everybody communication skills are fucking ass. My dude, like, man, I was trying to talk to some females on Tinder. And these hoes can't, because I was trying to check myself. And I was like, man, is it me? But I'm like, these bitches can't hold a conversation, man. It'd be like one word responses. And then, like, at first I was just like, man, some of these hoes, they just might not be interested. Which I'm okay with, because I just move on to the next one. But it's just like, they'll constantly just keep talking to me. And I was like, okay, she must be interested, but she just don't have no fucking communication skills, dude. So, I think probably what it is, too. She probably just didn't read his nonverbal cues, or just thinking that he was nice in the session that they had. They were talking in Miami, wanted to set up for the fuck, because that's what it was. That was a conversation right there. And that's all he was going to get from it was that. And that's unfortunate that she thought, or she was naive to think that she was gonna fly, that someone's gonna fly him all the way out to California just to have a talk, and you damn check the hotel for one night. Come on now, come on.
Yeah.
No dumbass.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, it's hard. It's kind of hard to judge. It's kind of hard to judge her intelligence right now.
Yeah, it really is.
Something in me tells me
that
she honestly didn't know better, but then she honestly kind of did. I don't know. It's hard, man. But bottom line, you got to know better.
Yeah, you definitely got
to
know better, man.
And if a nigga is going to reimburse you to fly out, or he's going to pay for your flight, like, have the mindset knowing that you're going to get penetrated at some point upon arrival. Just know that.
Yeah. Like I said, I had to just squeeze a whole tub of KY jelly in your pussy lips. You know what I'm saying?
unless, the only exception I will accept is if, like, y'all are genuinely friends, y'all have known each other for at least a year. Six months to a year, at least. If y'all known each other at least, let's bump that up to 10 months to a year.
There we go.
If y'all known each other for at least 10 months to a year, that's the only exception that I'll take for a nigga that will fly you out or reimburse you to fly out and y'all not do nothing. That's the only exception I'll take. Unless there's business being, you know, taken care of, like unless there's business happening or y'all have known each other for at least 10 months. That's the only exceptions I'll take. Other than that, you already know what it is.
Yeah, man, it's just, that's on her, man. I think she knew this was going to happen. She wanted to just use this to get attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no one in hell you didn't think that nigga won't try to fuck. But, man, go ahead and give him the parting words, ST. Dumbass bitch.
All right, y'all, like always, we appreciate y'all allowing us into your earbuds, your homes, your cars, your jobs. We appreciate y'all sticking with us for so long. We appreciate all the love that y'all show us on social media, of course, via Gmail, all that stuff. Hit us up on all our social media. Like and subscribe and follow. We need them subs.
Yes.
Hit us up at the blank canvas, ECST@gmail.com. Tell us what you love about the show, what you don't like about the show. Give us suggestions for new shows.
Yes.
Remember to hit up our Teespring. Go get you a blank canvas t-shirt. Rock the, you know, rock the blank canvas. Yes, sir. Embrace your melanin. And, you know, support the blank canvas the best way that you can right now. Remember that ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. And if there is no light, you must be the light. So be the light. Real quick, man. Shout out to, what's homegirl name from Twitter that started her own business? She's like, she's like 21. Homegirl.
I gotta find that, man, because that was beautiful, dude. What's up, man? Hold on. Let's hit her up on her social medias. Lala. So her her Twitter handle is Lala Lash. So LALASSH. And she opened up her own beauty supply store in Pennsylvania, man. So, man, go on there and let her know that she done something great, man. She opened up her own beauty supply business. And then, you know,
something that we need to be taking back anyway.
Anyway, man. And we, the only reason I found out about it because of merch, man. Shout out to merch. He linked the Twitter handle. And he, like, we need to take back our beauty supply stores, man, because, like, it's ran by Asians, man.
The chicks!
And they treat us like shit when we go in there.
Yeah.
But, and they still taking our money, man. We need to take back our beauty supply stores, man. And shout out to Lala, man, for getting this shit done. Yeah. And I'm telling you, Lala, man, if anything ever comes up, man, and you're feeling down, and the money running low, remember, man, you did something great. And just know that you have a vision and continue on that vision. And you're going to make a lot of money, man. And just know that anybody can be just like her, man. She had a plan and she executed. Yeah. So I don't need
Only 21.
Only 21, man. So stop all this hating and, man, and start uplifting, man. And do your own thing.
Yeah.
Like, man, like, dude, it's a beautiful thing, dude. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is.
Man.
Yeah, it is.
It's a beautiful thing, man. I wish her nothing but success.
Yep. Shout outs to her. We need more young ladies like that to, you know, stop putting all their eggs in this Instagram basket and start doing some, you know, some good things.
Hell yeah, man. Like, she pretty too. So, you know what I'm saying? It makes it even fine. It makes it look even better because she's out there actually doing something, man. Ladies, like, just like when ladies look at men, as far as that, like, just, you know, a dude could be ugly as hell, but if he buy his men's hair, his money, women see them as being sexy. Same thing goes for women too. For us, if we see a woman, if we're not, you know, not insecure men, like men that are confident within themselves, we'll see a woman out there making money and be like, hey, man, shit, I'm making money, she making money, that shit's sexy. Yeah. Just, we gotta uplift each other too, man. Even if you're down, that don't mean you're gonna be down forever. You know, man, applaud people's successes, man, please.
Yep.
Fuck. Good shit, ST.
Yep. Well, that's gonna do it for episode number 93. Man, we climbing.
We getting there. It's okay. Yep. It's okay, LeBron. You tried your best.
We'll see you next year.
Yeah, we'll see you in LA, baby. All right, man. We love y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Blank Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Oh, no.